What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can give us your thoughts on who you would like to see be the defensive coordinator for the Falcons. We gave you a list of candidates with some help for Tori McElhaney of AtlantaFalcons.com. So you can weigh in.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what comes out of this, because I've seen a lot of names thrown around on the socials, and I know you have too, Bo. Possible people that you can bring in. I think there's a lot of upside. I think everybody kind of wants a veteran defense coordinator. I don't think at this point you hire like a first time. I don't think Raheem can afford to hire a first time play caller defensively. Veteran, possibly head coaching experience, or at least an interim, things like that. And there's a lot of bright minds around the NFL right now that people are putting on the list.
Yeah, I don't need a guy like Sean Desai who's been twice as a DC, one and done's. I had somebody hit me up with Marquand Manuel, which I'm a huge Marquand Manuel fan. Got to know him pretty well when he was here with the Falcons. He was also the DC in 17-18. They had the best defense they've had. Maybe Matt Ryan ever had was that 17 team. Now, they had a lot of talent on that defense as well. But then 18, when they got a little banged up, things kind of fell apart. And then he was out for a couple years. I know he was the safeties coach this year, I think in Robert Saleh's tenure. And in New York, I'm a big Marquand fan. But again, I don't necessarily want someone that's been in the building in the last 15 years as far as that. I'd like to kind of go outside of the box and just bring in maybe some different thoughts on what we're doing.
I agree.
It's not a knock on anybody, even Ryan Nielsen, who I like. I like Jeff Ulbrich. I think Jeff Ulbrich did a phenomenal job developing the linebackers when he was here at linebackers coach. I mean, go look at Dion and Devondre and what that team did with rookies all over the defense. That 16 draft class was a very good draft class. I just maybe want a different outlook on things. That's all. And I know I maybe that whatever. I mean, I just don't. I'm not sure if Brandon Staley's the guy either. He wasn't. He had one good year in L.A. And Tiffany brought it up that his defenses weren't great when he was the head coach of the Chargers, along with some horrendous game management decisions.
What say you? We'll go to the lines. We got Taylor in Atlanta. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Taylor here, Tiff's team. Pay my respects to Elder Squid. Pay my respects to Mike's Mafia. I love all three of you guys.
Appreciate
you guys are amazing. I'm riding with my son to school. I let him drive every day. He's practicing to drive to school. And he told me not to mention the fact that I think you guys should get on camera, but I still think you guys should get on camera. You're awesome. So you guys know who I am now, right? Okay.
Yes,
real,
yes,
quick. Real quick. As far as, let me just say this to the Atlanta fans, right? So everybody's just mad disappointed because they know that the talent we had on this team, and they know that we should be still playing football like the Commanders, and that hurts. And the reason why it hurts is because of our cumulative hurt throughout the years. And I think why people are so down on Raheem is not because he's a bad coach and, there were a few questionable things this year, but because his tone is not empathetic to what Falcons fans have been through for so long. And, we're like a wounded girlfriend. We're tired of it. We have had it. And what you need from your guy, when you've made a mistake is you got to come back. You got to apologize. You got to say you're going to make it better. And then you have to actually make it better. And so that, you can believe in your lover or your boyfriend again. And that's the thing with the fans. And, I was a big fan, like Squid just said. I was a huge fan of Ryan Nielsen, Squid. And I'm still a huge fan of Ryan Nielsen because that man had a top 11 defense. I looked it up. And you go and get rid of that to bring in your buddy, you know, our defense kept us in games in the 2023-2024 season. And then, you know, I know it's a new coach, new regime, but, you know, they didn't live up to par in 2025. But I believe in Terry Fontenot. I still trust in Ra. And I think they're going to do their due diligence and bring in the right guys, what I want to see them do, based on the personnel we have and based on the film that they should be looking at, a tape of guys in the draft to fill all our holes and the other guys that are in free agency. They should be planning right now based on the defense players that they have, the draft, and who they know are coming out in free agency to put something together like our great offense because – dude, Penix is a stud. He is unbelievable, and we've got the weapons around him. We should be really good for a long time.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Completely agree with that. Offensively, you know, it is interesting too. When he's talking about how he believes in Terry, it is interesting to me. But I feel like going into the season, going into week one, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Like we were all on board with Terry at that point when he makes the Justin Simmons signing, when he makes the Matthew Judon trade. You know, even going into the early part of the season when Kirk Cousins has a couple of good games, it's like, man, we've made all the right moves, right? Really bringing things along. And the losses started coming, and then you started realizing that maybe the signing of Justin Simmons and the trade with Matthew Judon and the signing of Kirk Cousins didn't work out the way we thought it was going to when he made them happen.
But it's hard to – I can't fault Terry Fontenot for going
either.
And getting the best edge rusher you could find that would have been available when they did. I can't fault him for going and getting the best safety to fill that void that you had when available. Justin Simmons, people forget Justin Simmons had a pick. He had more than one suitor, you know, talking to him. He waited his time out to get to where he wanted, basically, I thought, so he could miss most of training camp, which I don't blame him.
That's terrible.
And to pick the Kirk Cousins contract, you needed a quarterback. You got one, and then Michael Penix was a guy that you guys knew that they knew was that he was like they were like, hey, this guy is going to be in it, and we don't want to pass on him. So they did it, and this whole narrative that Mike you could have not signed Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix would have been there at eight. There's not as much truth to that as you guys realize because there were teams that I've been found out about that were in on Michael Penix and were not happy that the Falcons took him at eight. So to think that a team wouldn't have jumped a quarterback needy team in the Falcons is a false narrative, and you're just making up stuff to fit your narrative. The last thing I'll say is Ryan Nielsen left before Raheem got here. They tried to keep Ryan Nielsen, and he was like, and I think it kind of was one of those things where it's like you're not doing me right if you're keeping me. I know I can be a DC somewhere. Why should I have to wait to see if y'all want to keep me or not when you hire your head coach?
Back to the lines we go. We got David and Cumming. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's up,
Listen,
man?
I would be happy with Ulbrich or Sala, either one. But now what I'm going to do is do a quick one, though, and basically do a wake-up call for a lot of my fellow Georgia fans who, knowing that the defense is the problem, are still wanting to, quote, fix or, quote, improve the offense with somebody like a George Pickens. Mm. Really, if you want a Georgia receiver in a wide zone team, then the guy may drop the ball some, but you actually want somebody like an Arian Smith who will actually block.
Yes.
Who doesn't think that his only job is to catch balls.
Yes.
And then complain about it when they don't throw it to him.
Yes.
But, hey, that's the wake-up call for today, and you guys have a great one.
What a great call.
So
he clearly follows me on Twitter.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah.
No, I'm so serious because that was a conversation I had Sunday.
I know.
We can't afford to bring in a receiver that won't block. It's just bottom line. You can't. No. And they would have never brought him in Pittsburgh in an Arthur Smith offense if he had not already been there.
Do you remember, I think it was last year against the Colts, and it was on that Saturday night, and there was something happens where they don't score, and there's like footage of Pickens not blocking downfield, and he gets rolled up almost because he's not blocking downfield.
Probably not even looking.
Yeah, well, he's just standing there. He's not doing his job.
Yeah,
you just don't need that kind of drum.
And look, man, there's plenty of other Georgia players you can go get this year if that's what you want. If you're a Georgia fan and you're looking at this draft, now it's funny that there is a little bit of revisionist history on some of the Philadelphia guys where you look at, you know, hey, we should have drafted Jalen Carter. Okay, well, then we wouldn't have Bijan, You know, we could have drafted this guy. Wouldn't have had, you know, we'd had a number of other people.
Well, Nakobe,
it's the Kyle Pitts pick that stands out because of everything that went on with that defense
yeah.
that year.
Look, and Micah Parsons was
right.
was drafted after. The thing that kills me, it, like Nakobe Dean is one I've heard, and I don't have any issues with Nakobe Dean.
I hope
with whatever is wrong with his knee is a quick, you know, not as bad as we think. Or first looked, I haven't heard the initial word, but it didn't seem well.
Torn patellar tendon is what I saw earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not good. But I hope he has a speedy recovery. But the fact is Nakobe Dean is going to kind of play a Caden Ellis type role, an inside linebacker. Caden Ellis is a bigger, better player right now. And I say bigger, he's more physical. Caden Ellis had 100, what was the final stat? I think over 100 and...
I don't remember what the final number was.
But it was close
impressive.
To like 160 tackles, right? Yeah, he had 140 going in the last game. I think he had like 6 sacks on the year. I mean, that's double up of a lot of what, you know, Nakobe Dean was.
Right, and you can't take away as well what Caden Ellis does as far as a pass rusher goes, as a blitzer. Right? I mean, that's really what he does for this defense that nobody else. But I will say, I mean, there's a number of pieces coming out this year that I will be taking a hard look at as we build up to the draft right there in the middle of the first round.
Like Jalen Walker. Oh, boy.
Yeah. You want to talk about a guy. We need to get at more athletic in the defensive front. That's a guy that can definitely do it.
And I tell you what, the guy that I wanted out of Georgia was Nolan Smith.
Yeah, same.
And look how good of a player. Now, you wouldn't have Bijan again, but look how good he was. Now, that's the guy. That's
starting to cook a little bit.
That's the guy that I wanted.
He's a beast. He's starting to cook a little bit.